This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show. This is the voice from the head of the lake, station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. It's March the 4th, 1933, and this is the Martin and McKenna Show. We've got news, weather, and of course the best from our recording collection. First, here's KUWS newsman Lou Martin with the Larson Chevrolet 5 o'clock news. Great deals, including a 1926 four-passenger Buick Coupe for just $65 at Larson Chevrolet. But now, here's Lou.
Well, hello, Jack, and good evening, listeners. This is an historic day in United States history, with the swearing-in of the 32nd president at noon time today. Franklin Delano Roosevelt spoke for an hour and took the oath of office after Vice President John Garner was sworn in. But even as the Democrats swept into power, the nation plunged into a banking emergency, with banks around the country closing their doors today for what is being called a bank holiday. In Superior, as in cities everywhere, people rush to the banks in hopes of getting their money. The crisis appears to have begun when governors ordered banks in New York, Illinois, and 40 other states to close for the time being. New York bankers called the act needless apprehension, but they closed anyway. The Federal Reserve District in Minneapolis ordered a holiday, which effectively means that banks in its territory, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula, will not be able to operate. After the Federal Reserve move, Lieutenant Governor K.K. Solberg of Minnesota and Wisconsin Banking Commissioner Leo Crowley ordered state banks to take a holiday of undetermined length. Many governors were out of state attending the inauguration of President Roosevelt. Stock exchanges in New York, Chicago, Cleveland, Kansas City, and points elsewhere were also closed today. In London, Amsterdam, and Brussels, the trading of foreign currencies was suspended. The national emergency has hit Superior and Duluth in different ways. Duluth banks closed at noon today, while only three Superior banks remained open. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the local story.
Well, there wasn't any turmoil, as we're hearing from other cities, but there were long lines and people making withdrawals at National Bank of Commerce, Superior State Bank, East End, and First National Bank of Commerce. Cashier James Crawford says their lobby was crowded with people from the time they opened their doors at 9 a.m. until the time they closed at noon today. East End Bank President B.M. Payton and First National Bank President John Banks took the same line as the Bank of Commerce, interpreting Lieutenant Governor O'Malley's proclamation as voluntary and not binding. The Superior banks, which did not open today, included United States National Bank, Wisconsin State Bank, South End, Community Savings Bank, Workers Mutual Savings Bank, and American Exchange Bank. In Duluth, all banks closed at noon today and plan to remain shuttered through Monday and perhaps longer. Minnesota Banking Commissioner John Payton met with Duluth bankers early Saturday and set limits on transactions today. The maximum cash withdrawal was $25 per customer. No deposits would be accepted, no checks cashed from other banks, and all banks would close at noon today and all day Monday. It is possible that the banks will stay closed for all of or part of next week, Lou.
Well, this means that many people will not have the cash on hand to pay their bills, so different orders are going out to help those without money. University of Wisconsin students were given coupon books at the Memorial Union for meals, while the State Public Service Commission prepared an order for utilities to wait until the bank moratorium ends before declaring a customer in delinquency. Good listeners, we'll pass along any new information regarding this emergency bank holiday just as soon as we get it. Again now, it appears that all banks will remain closed on Monday as well. Back to our other historic news as of March the 4th, 1933. The inauguration of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The new president will convene a special session of Congress next week and ask for wartime powers to confront this banking emergency. Mr. Roosevelt said, "We must act, and act quickly, to secure a sound currency." President Roosevelt promised to speak the whole truth and speak it boldly to the American people. The special Pennsylvania train left Union Station at 1:42 with former President and Mrs. Hoover on board. They were headed for New York, where they have an apartment. Larson Chevrolet News time is 5:06. Jack McKenna now has a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou. And thanks to Larson Chevrolet, we can have a lot of cars at good prices to talk about today. I'll tell you, folks, they have some great deals for you now. Unbelievable prices. For example, a 1926, these are all used cars, 1926 Dodge Coupe, $35. And remember now, Larson's not only give you good prices on these used cars, they also give you the assurance in writing that this car has been checked over and is in good running condition. A 1925 Hupmobile sedan for $85. A 1930 Ford Coupe, $185. Here's one, 1927 Auburn, four-door sedan, $125. And a 1932 Ford V8 Coupe, $385. See what I mean? You can't lose. You can only win buying your used car at Larson Chevrolet Company, 1413 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
Superior attorney and prominent local Democrat Peter Cadigan will be a candidate for the election to the state constitutional convention to decide whether or not Wisconsin votes against continuing prohibition. The convention will have 15 wet delegates and 15 dry delegates. The future of the 18th Amendment will be voted on at the April 25th meeting. United States Senator John Blaine of Wisconsin will also declare himself a wet delegate from Milwaukee. And this late news just in, the U.S. Senate met briefly this afternoon and confirmed all of the president's appointees to the cabinet. State leaders met today with the new president. Newly sworn-in U.S. Senator F. Ryan Duffy and Governor A.G. Schmademan talked about the state concerns. And, Jack, this final news note about the Chicago mayor, Anton Cermak. Mayor Cermak was shot twice by a would-be presidential assassin last month in Florida. The Italian gunman fired 5 shots at Franklin Roosevelt as he rode through a crowd, none of the bullets hitting their mark. Now Mayor Cermak is reportedly taking a turn for the worse in his Miami hospital. Infection is spreading in his lungs, and reportedly gangrene has also been found.
A sad story and a brave man. I'll never forget it when the mayor told Mr. Roosevelt that he was glad the bullets hit him instead of the future president. Who knows how that might have changed our history.
Well, we hope that Mayor Cermak will recover and again will make history in Chicago.
Indeed. Thank you, Lou Martin, with our Larson Chevrolet 5 o'clock news. Now our forecast for this Saturday evening, March the 4th, 1933, from the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. Snow? Well, how about that? Just imagine. Just when we think spring is about to be sprung, or whatever, something like that, the snow is falling on us. Not supposed to do that this late in the year. Not a lot of snow, old friends, but enough to remind us it's still winter. The high today was 32 degrees recorded at Superior City Hall by engineer E.B. Banks. In Duluth on the Hill, it was 34 degrees for a high. Tonight's low should be about 22 degrees by the harbor and 18 inland. A northeasterly breeze tomorrow will bring a bit more snow for Sunday, so churchgoers keep those galoshes handy. But now it's Saturday night, and you know what we like to do on Saturday night. Have fun, right? Oh, boy, dust off those old wax recordings from the roaring 20s, folks. Here's the voice from the head of the lakes, George Olson, and his music varsity drag on station KUWS circa 1927. Thank you.
is thought, knowledge is not. We should be taught to dance. Right here at Tate, we're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto complete, say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now, you'll love it and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Do-de-o-de-lo-do, hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Yes, sir, the fine sound of the George Olsen Orchestra. Vocals by Fran Frey on station KUWS.
You know, I miss those old songs. Way back when we first began the Martin and McKenna show.
Well, we're not old enough to be calling any days the good old days.
Yeah, but we're old enough to know better than to do the Lindy Hop or the Black Bottom. Say, I have a note from the Bricklayers Union of Superior. They held a meeting last month, and they voted to take a decrease in pay.
Hooey! Maybe taking less will get them more work elsewhere.
Well, let's hope so. If it'll help more construction going on, all the better. With this banking crisis, it's hard to say what will happen next. The bricklayers voted to decrease their hourly wage from $1.25 to $1 an hour, effective the 1st of April.
Mighty considerate of the men, Lou. Now, if only plumbers would cut their wages. Ah, dream on, McDuff. And we have this paid advertisement from Alan Peck for mayor. Why not try a businessman for mayor the next 2 years? One who made a success of his own business for the past 30 years in Superior and who would run the city accordingly. Think this over, and if it appeals to you, give him your support. Remember, the primary is Tuesday, March the 14th. Vote Alan L. Peck for mayor. And that advertisement would help us pay the bills, too. Now on to the wax recordings from the Roaring Twenties on this Saturday night. Here's Irving Aronson and the Commanders on station KUWS and the Martin and McKenna Show. Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, 1926.
Crazy words, crazy tune. Give me five and the crazy soon. Oh, no, dee, oh, no, no, no. them.
And Simon agree in Uncle Tom's cabin. What did he say to Uncle Tom? I'll tell you what he said. He took his whip and said to Uncle Tom, come on,
Hampton.
And in the Senate the other day, what did our President Coolidge say?
Yes, sir, folks, the fine, very fine music of Irving Aronson and the Commanders and Crazy Words, Crazy Tune from 1926. Well, if that got your feet a-tapping, folks, let's keep it going with this version by Vaughn DeLeith of that same song. See which one you like the best, friends.
There's a guy I'd like to kill, and if he doesn't stop, I will. Got a ukulele and a voice as loud and shrill. 'Cause he lives next door to me, and he keeps me up till three with his ukulele and funny melody. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that you ever hear him croon is vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Vo-do-do sits around all night long, sings the same words every song. Vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. His ukulele daily, how he'll drum, bum, 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 vampin' and stampin', and then he hollers black bottom, crazy words, crazy tunes, he'll be driving me crazy soon, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Napoleon marched his men, he turned around and he said to them, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Vo-do-do, and Washington at Sally Forge, it was bitter cold when I was both George, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. And remember Patrick Henry in that speech, that wonderful speech when he cried, give me liberty or black bottom. Take Charlie Chaplin the other day, what did he say to Lita Gray? Ah, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Keeps it up both night and day, even hollers out, hey, hey, and every time I hear it, I holler out, no, no. And the worst I haven't told, I have heard it till I'm sold, and I've started singing that vo-do-do-do-do. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that you'll ever hear him croon is
vo-do-do-do-do-do.
Vo-do-do, he sits around all night long, sings the same words every song. Attaboy, his ukulele daily, how he'll strum, bum, 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 stampin' and stampin', and then he hollers black bottom, crazy words, crazy tunes, he'll be driving me crazy tunes. Take Paul Revere on that midnight ride, jumps on a horse and loudly cries, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Mark Antony, way back then, said, friends, Romans, and countrymen, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. And in the great war, that late war, mid shot and shell, there came a yell, let's go, boys, you doughboys, give 'em black bottom. I've sung so much of this to you, I bet that you'll be singing too, vo-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do.
Music of Vaughn DeLeith and Crazy Tunes, Crazy Words on station KUWS. How about that?
Speaking of paying the bills, we have a guest, Jack, George Newton of the George G. Newton Company. I found him outside our studios in Old Main, and he wondered if he could come in.
I just had to come over after today. Yeah, keep it criminal. I'll settle the advertising bill later, Jack. It's just that I
know, George, I know. You couldn't contain yourself. You've got some real estate, and you've got some opinions.
Have you ever seen a day like today in your life? I mean, I remember in Lot 7 something like this happened, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And to happen on the day that Mr. Roosevelt takes office.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess he's got a plan for all of this, but it's sure something else. Look, I want folks to know you got to have faith in this great country of ours. I mean, you look what's going on in Germany now.
They're holding national elections.
With Chancellor Hitler pulling all the strings. He's asked for and he's gotten emergency powers, just like President Roosevelt says he'll be asking from Congress. But Jack and Lou, people have got to know that this is going to pass. No need for a law. This is a good thing. Too many people have been hoarding money, keeping it under their mattress or in the backyard buried in a fruit jar.
If they have money, that is.
You're right, Jack, right. But this will force those hoarders to put the money back on the market, and that's going to be good for everyone. Long overdue, if you ask me. Hey, I was over at First National this morning. No one was pushing, shoving.
So, Mr. Newton, how's the apartment rental situation?
Yeah, I got to admit, like everything else, things are slow. But folks are doubling up with relatives so they can get back on their feet, you know, that kind of thing. You know, only so many people can share one bathroom.
I'll give the question a shot, Lou. So, Mr. Newton, how is the apartment rental business?
Very funny, guys. I'm getting there. Just today is... there. Okay. We got openings at the Broadway Court Apartments at Broadway and Hammond. You got 3- and 4- and 5-room apartments starting at just $12.50 a month. You stop over, take a look, see, fellas, and the gals, too. Now, if you're looking for something a little less expensive, I'm telling you, though, it's nice stuff. You come look over the openings at the Omaha Apartments. They're at 719 John Avenue. You get your water, your gas, your lights, linen, light housekeeping. Hey, take a guess, Jack. All that.
Well, $10 a month.
Wrong. It's just $10 a month.
I think that's what I said.
Oh. Well, it's unbelievably low. I mean, like those bricklayers. You know, prices are actually going down from what they were, say, in 1930 or 31. Hey, here's one you'll never guess. 7-room, modern home, air heat, basement, garage, 1112 North 13th. Okay, how much, Jack, boy?
Oh, let's see. $25 a month.
You're getting good at this. No, you used to be terrible at this. How about the Lafayette Hotel at 5th and Ogden? Single rooms.
$5 a month, 35 cents a night, 50 cents a night if you don't want to share a bathroom.
You're no fun anymore.
It's all right, George. For great deals in realty, see George G. Newton. Telephone him at Broad 4 or Broad 5.
Or see me at 1005 Tower Avenue anytime. I got to go now, guys. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Georgie.
Yes, goodbye, George. Well, what was that all about? You're terrible at guessing prices.
Well, all of those prices were in his ad in the newspaper this afternoon. I was just having some fun.
Well, he looked a little down in the mouth. He was hoping to get the best of you.
Hardy har har. But you know a talker like that will be back. But enough of this tete-a-tete, Lou, with the music from the Roaring Twenties. Here's Gene Goldklett and his orchestra with Sunday, 1926, on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. We've just enjoyed the music of the Keller Sisters and Al Lynch with the orchestra by Gene Goldklett, all on station KUWS. And friends, it's time now for the real news of the day. We bring back Lou and community editor Harriet Farig.
We get to do the news together, Harriet.
Oh, I should say, if we leave her off, those ladies' aid societies will be gathering again.
Now, Jack, don't try to be cute. It's just not you.
Well, that's a good one, Harriet. You know, today as banks closed, or word got out that they would declare a holiday next week for an undetermined amount of time, people rushed to their banks. One real estate broker commented that he wished that people would have a run on real estate.
There may have been a run on the banks, but it didn't stop a crowd from gathering at City Market, where Mr. Cohen was giving away a free coffee demonstration for the ladies.
I've got one. Apparently, people were digging into their old coffee cans for money, because when I went to the People's Theater today, it was as crowded as always for a Saturday.
Well, you know, two bankers told me they didn't mind the noon closing today. It gave them a chance to listen to the inauguration on the radio.
This is fun. Old Mr. Stork himself seems to have joined the bank holiday. St. Mary's, St. Francis, Good Samaritan, and East End Maternity Hospitals all have reported no births since Friday morning.
Well, maybe the Stork, poor guy, is in a bank line waiting for a withdrawal. Well, friends, it'll be all right. As they say, this too shall pass. Lou will keep an eye on our newswire for you, and we'll be back same time, same station, if the good Lord's willing and the creek doesn't do its thing. Jack McKenna speaking, and good night to all.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Al Katz. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.